and local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
The Party Line Team.
AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
All right, welcome aboard the Party Line train, being presented to you by, as always, Boone and Carroll and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. That's not one website, that's three. Insert the name of the relevant county, because if you type all those in, I think it takes you into the fifth dimension, and life as we know it will end and the earth will explode. So whatever you do, don't do that, okay? Your local news sources. Also, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Also, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. They stick where the sun shines. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. And Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Plus, our Big Deals page. We love BigDeals.com. Save money now and 24/7. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, Reinhart Realtors. Also, Day and Yenda Funeral Home, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, and the Farmers Bank right here on HoosierLandTV.com. On behalf of WILO and Boone 102.7, Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller, both on this side of the board. Melissa, just holler in here.
Hey, I'm good. You're doing fine.
It's my first day on the job, everybody. I want to say a big welcome to a pair of friends ours from the Community Foundation of Clinton County and Howard County and Carroll County. They cover all these things. Emily Hemmersbach, who we've had, I think this is your third visit with us?
Third or fourth, man.
It's gotten
to be...
We're
just becoming family now.
Yeah, it's gotten to be where you have become a very familiar face with us, and we very much appreciate it.
Yeah. And
Skylar, now I have... yes, okay, I want to make sure I got the name tag because I have something else on my page here. It says here on my copy, Skylar Shaw is also on microphone number two. So welcome aboard. Good to have you with us
thanks.
This morning. So we'll get into the interview here, and I'm going to hand off here into Melissa in just a hot second, but I'll go ahead and get it started. I do want to ask you about a deadline today for a general scholarships application. Give us the skinny on this.
Yep. That's closing today. So what I would say is if your student has started that, then you need to get on them and get them in there because it should be closing this afternoon. So we're excited about that. We should have, I think we have a good group of students that have applied. So it's a good thing that's happening.
What's the average number of scholarships, applications that you normally get for that?
You know, we've talked about that a little bit. I think it's around 300 between the three counties. So we have quite a few students that apply. It fluctuates some, but we have a good group of students usually.
Well, and of course, it's more than just one scholarship. Everybody thinks 300 for a scholarship application, but
right.
That's because there's several scholarships.
Many, many, many scholarships.
And they vary per county, too.
Yes.
So,
yeah, every county has different scholarships, and a lot of them are, you know, they're established by donors. So they have different parameters because the donors help us choose those parameters. We work with them to establish scholarships that reflect what they would like them to reflect. So that's exciting for the students.
Now, are there any other scholarships out there that maybe don't necessarily fit into that particular application that donors have set up?
I would say everything is within our general scholarships application. The only thing that's on a different cycle is the Lilly Scholarship. That is something that seniors have to apply for at the beginning of their senior year. So, like, we're getting ready to head to that season this summer. Usually that's, like, July, August, September area. So we always try to give a heads up to students that are going into their senior year. They're not really anticipating generally that they're going to start their senior year applying for a scholarship, but hey, the Lilly Scholarship is worth applying for sure.
Well, definitely, so, yeah.
We move into that direction here. That time of the year will be around before we know it. We're excited about that. That's all closing. The general scholarships are closing up today. The big thing I wanted to share with you guys is that we've got about another week before our grants applications close.
Right.
So March 11th is our due date for the grants applications. So nonprofits can apply for projects that they're doing, and they can reach out to us to look at that. If they're a first-time applicant, they do need to go ahead and call the foundation and talk to our senior vice president, Emerald, just to kind of get the download on all the different things that they need to do for that. But that is for Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. So then we do two grant cycles in Clinton and Carroll County. So we'll have this one, and then it won't be again until September 9th is the next due date. So if you're a nonprofit looking to put in an application for a grant, now is the time.
Give our listeners kind of an example of some of the grants that fall into that, some of the categories that people can look at, because there's all different types of nonprofits out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one nonprofit may think, you know, okay, hey, this is cool for us, but another one may say, yeah, I don't know if we fit into that category. So give some examples of some of the grants that you've given out in the past, or mm-hmm. maybe give them a little bit of a taste of what kind of criteria there is.
You know, it's a really widespread, I would say. I can think off the top of my head, you know, last fall we had Core Community Center. That was a grant for their roof.
Yeah.
$200,000 grant for their roof.
Oh, they were happy about that.
Yeah. You know, so you look at that. There's also different programs that we've supported. Assisting healthy communities with Trinity Hope Center. We've done that. I'm trying to think of some other ones off the top of my head. Over in Carroll County, we invested a grant into the Arts Enrichment Program at the Delphi Opera House. Mm-hmm. So Skylar and I actually were just over there talking to them. That was a really cool time getting to see the Opera House. I don't know if you guys have had the opportunity.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
It is gorgeous, yeah. So we really enjoyed that time, and we actually got to interact with some students at the Art Enrichment Program. So it's just fun to see those projects, but when you look at the just spread of all the different programs that we can provide grants for, it's exciting. It's a process, but it's exciting to see on the other side what happens. You know, in Howard County, we put out a grant for Foster the Need. They have a foster closet over there in Howard County. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of different things that we can support with nonprofits. You have to be a 501c3. That's the important thing before you can apply for a grant, and then just talk to us about it. But we really are here to, you know, support the nonprofits and do everything we can to give guidance to them moving forward.
Russ just texted in and said something about a grant for Camp Column.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what that grant was. I think that was
for consulting or something.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's talking about the grant that we did. I believe it was for some support for like their board and strategic planning. That's what it was. I knew it had something to do with strategy.
Again, we're talking with Emily Himmelsbach, marketing and community director for Community Foundation of Clinton County, Howard County, and of course Carroll County as well. And Skylar Shaw is here. And Skylar, let's get you into the mix here, because Emily and I can talk forever. that's just going to happen. Let's get you into the mix and talk about your position with the Community Foundation and some of the projects that you have going on right now.
So I'm kind of focusing on you know, I'm drafting up some written pieces that we're doing. I'm kind of drafting up the articles that we're doing for the annual report. So when we went out to the Delphi Opera House, after this, we're going to the new Clinton First Responders Training Complex. And we're going to sit through a live burn.
Yep.
So with the fire mm-hmm. department. So we're going to do that. And then I'll kind of draft up an article for that. I've been helping a lot with like the social media, just kind of ramping that up. Website edits. We're working on a new website that should be launching here pretty soon. So,
you're gonna do a new one compared to what you've already got. I mean, good grief.
Yeah, so that's
pretty cool.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's gonna launch. Because
I love the one that you have. I mean, it's very easy to navigate and everything else. So
right now we have three websites, and we're merging them all into one.
That would be nice.
So we're really excited about that. That should launch the last week of March. And it has been about a year-long process here to get them all put together and get all the pieces, but it's going to be even easier to navigate, and I'm real excited for the community to get to see it.
That'll be cool. Yeah, to have them all merged. Yeah, because I that is one thing that I, you know, bounce from one to one to one.
Yeah, Howard, Clinton, and Carroll are all going to have their own land home pages and things like that. But, you know, the general information about scholarships and grants, we're going to have one page for that so that our grantees and our students can find information really easily.
Another thing that you just touched on it, the annual report.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting about time for that to come out.
Yeah. It's coming. We're working. That's a main focus right now in our department, and we're working on getting that ready to go. So this year is Faces of Philanthropy is our theme this year. So we're really excited to share with the community. And this year, we're going to have video content to go with it. So there's going to be cool. Lots of videos to go with it, and we're real excited about that. We spent quite a bit of time on that, and we'll spend more time on it too.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming. We're hoping June, yeah. May, June. So we're on the home stretch here.
Yep. You talked about Lily, and of course, Lily. When we hear Lily endowments, we think of immediately. We think about that scholarship that they give out all over the state, and how important it is, and what. How it's amazing these kids that apply for that and receive it. I mean, that's crazy. Everything that these kids are into, and of course their grade point average and everything else that's in there,
yeah,
that goes with it. But Lily also does other endowments as well, and you guys received one for Howard County, didn't you?
Are you talking about our large scale grant?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was actually for all three counties.
Oh, wow.
That was with their Gift 7. So that's their Giving Indiana Funds for Tomorrow program. We're actually headed into their Gift 8. Gift 7's wrapping up. But that was our collaboration grant where we were able to help healthy communities in Clinton County, and Mental Health America in Carroll, and then Turning Point in Howard County. We were able to establish some systems of care to support people with substance use disorder and mental health issues that want help. So the Turning Point offers a drop-in center, and they have a recovery stabilization unit where people can go, and there's no wait list. And that was a big deal to us to help support that, and then to kind of provide transportation and ways for people to utilize that in Clinton and Carroll County. So that program was supported by the Lilly Endowment through Gift 7.
So you said they're getting ready to do Gift 8 round. So are we looking to already have like an application in for that and hoping to get in on that one?
Yeah, so we're reviewing things right now. We just finished our community conversations, which those are focus groups that help us really hone in on the aspirations of the community. As a foundation, we work really hard to make sure that we stay up to date on that every few years, not just for the pursuit of what Lilly Endowment is doing, but also just for our grant making and our focuses as an organization. And so we just finished those. We're starting to get results of themes and things that each community really, what their needs and goals are in the community, and that's really important to us. So we're going into that, but with Gift 8 comes a matching grant, which is really a big deal to us, and that's where we have a 2-for-1 gift match.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, for all of our unrestricted funds, when donors donate, it's $2 for every $1 is matched to those donations. So that's a big deal. That really, that triple your impact. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And the really cool thing about that is, you know, a lot of our donors like to establish funds. So they'll establish a named fund. And typically when you establish a fund, it's $12,500 to endow it. So that means it's actually going to be utilized. Right now with a gift match, if you establish an unrestricted fund, you can donate $4,200 around, and Lily will match that and establish your fund.
Now, is there a deadline or anything on that, or is that just a kind of a never-ending? It ends up reciprocating, you know. And
there is a cap. So we have fundraising goals for each county. I'm trying to remember the numbers off the top of my head. Skylar, is it $350,000 we have to raise in Clinton?
$375,000.
$375,000 in Clinton and Carroll, and then they match that. But that's how much we have to raise as an organization in our unrestricted, and then $750,000 in Howard County.
So there's a cap, but not a deadline.
The deadline, I believe, is December 2025 for us. So we have some time.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, we have some time.
That's what I say.
And we have a great community. Our donors really love the gift match. I mean, they find it as a great opportunity to, you know, really have a big impact. So I don't think we've ever not hit our goal for gift matches.
So is that just for newly established, or can that be one that's maybe been around for 20 years and they're just adding to it?
That can be one that's been around for 20 years. Yep, they can add to it. So you can go look at our unrestricted funds on our website and donate to them. And, you know, the unrestricted funds, they're an important part of what they do. They support the grants, most of the grants that go out. We have grants that come from other funds, but just a large portion of our grants come from unrestricted funds. And so it's really important that we keep those funds going.
I think for some people, it might be a little hard for them to wrap their head around that. I mean, you are a foundation who sponsors grants, mm-hmm. and helps with scholarships and as you said, mm-hmm. unrestricted funds, you know, going out to different things. But yet you're able to apply for and receive grants.
Yes.
So, I mean, talk a little bit about that and how that works.
Yeah, so the Community Foundation can do a lot of different things, but I would say the most important thing when you think about a Community Foundation is that we provide services to donors where we have endowments. And endowments, basically, they donate a dollar, and the idea of that, in my mind, this is the best way I can explain it. If you donate a dollar to the foundation, your dollar always stays there, and it grows. So we use the growth to support other nonprofits. So you think of it as your dollar is going to last forever in supporting the community. Mm-hmm. And so Megan Sheets, I love her. She's come on before with me. She shares it like the Community Foundation is the community's savings account and
right.
kind of has that long-term support of the community. But we also, we're very lucky in Indiana because we have Lilly Endowment. We're also, you know, able to work with them they're able to bring funding to us that might not be an option otherwise. And so, you know, Indiana's maybe the only state, I know one of very few states that has a community foundation in every single county, and that is largely due to Lilly Endowment, and they're giving Indiana Funds for Tomorrow program. So, you know, that's kind of where we can take funding in and then put it out in the community because they entrust us to know our community's needs locally.
Well, and I know, of course, Community Foundation's been around for several years,
mm-hmm.
and actually kind of been a template. Mm-hmm. For a lot of other counties. Do you still have counties reaching out to you saying, how do you do this?
I don't think as much anymore just because, you know, they're established in all the counties around us. We do interact. In fact, Skylar and I actually went up to the Northern Indiana Community Foundation a couple of days ago. The cool thing about community foundations is since there's one in every county, we're not competing with each other. We like to support each other. And so that's a really neat part of our organization. So, like, we went up there and met with a bunch of other marketing people and just talked about what we're doing for our communities and how we can help our communities better. And that's kind of the cool thing is that we can work together to bring just all of this great stuff to Indiana.
You, Skylar, you said to me, you're kind of like the journalist, more or less, for the foundation. I mean, you're doing the stories, you're doing the, working on the websites, you're doing a lot of the media work for the foundation. What's some of the challenges with that?
I don't know. I mean, it's all really exciting. And I would say with the website, as far as building that, Emily's already done that. I'm more or less just kind of the proofreader for that. We kind of bounce ideas, but she's really wrapped her arms around that, and I'm kind of a proofreader for that, which is fine, I like doing that. But I don't know, I don't think I've run into any challenges yet, knock on wood. I think it's all really
just
exciting.
Just jinxed yourself.
Yeah, knock on wood. But it's all been really exciting so far, and I just like to see how each county kind of works, you know, separately but together, mm-hmm. and just kind of that we get to see all of the aspects of that. So
there's a lot to learn with community foundations.
Yeah, there's a lot. I've been here for, I think this was a little over a month. Feels like it's been a lot longer, but in a good way. Just because there's already
nice save.
So much.
Nice save.
In a good way, just because there's already so much that I'm learning and that mm-hmm. I need to learn. But But yeah, I mean, it's really fun. It's exciting.
We're speaking with Emily Himmersbach and Skylar Shaw of the Community Foundation of Clinton, Howard, and Carroll Counties. And there's always something going on year-round with you guys. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to? I mean, we're just now getting into March.
Mm-hmm.
You got 9 months.
Yeah. We look forward to a lot of different things, man. It's we have a lot going on. I think one of my favorite things is once we get through a grant cycle on mm-hmm. the other side, what gets approved and getting to go out with our senior vice president, Emerald, and meet the people that are getting the funding to do their projects. And then my other favorite thing is going back to places and seeing the projects when they're done.
Doing follow-ups.
Yes, yeah. When they invite us to come out and you know, attend a program that was funded through the Community Foundation, and actually getting to see the people that are impacted by that. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts of my job. It's very fulfilling to come out on the other side and see what all your hard work is doing in the community and the nonprofits. I mean, they do all the hard work. You know, mm-hmm. we get to help them and come alongside them, but they're the ones with boots on the ground, working relentlessly in their missions to support the community with what they're doing. And so, you know, we get to work with so many passionate people, and it's fun year round. It really is. You know, we get to the end of a grant cycle, we get on the other side of approvals, and we get to see all of the good things. And so I'm excited for the annual report. That's going to be real fun. You know, fall we hit another grant cycle, and the Lilly Scholars, that's a blast.
Oh, that has to be.
That's so much fun going to the schools and getting to surprise them. So that I can't wait to do that again. That's always just, you're seeing a life change.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a neat thing.
It is cool. I mean, and so many of those kids are, I mean, you already know that they're going to get scholarships. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But it is so cool to see them achieve that, receive that lily. There's just something about the words lily and endowment when you're talking scholarships. And yeah it is life-changing. I mean, and for a lot of people who don't know what the Lilly Scholarship is, we're talking full ride to whatever school they want to go to. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it could be a full ride to Harvard, you know, anything like that.
Well, it's Indiana.
Yeah, that's right. It is Indiana.
It's Indiana.
But still, I mean, Rose Holman, mm-hmm. you know, let's talk Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Let's talk major. I mean,
yes,
it's not cheap to go to college anyway, but
no.
But there's some colleges here in the state of Indiana that are pretty pricey.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
those little, and but they're, you know, because of a lot of the technology, a lot of what they teach. And so, yeah, that scholarship is life-changing.
Yeah, it's life-changing, and it's I think it's community-changing. You know, mm-hmm. Lily's goal is that those students, they hope that the students will stay and they'll come back to their communities and work in their communities. And we were just talking about, you know, numbers, and there's a good percentage of them that are still in Indiana that support their communities in all different kinds of ways and all different capacities. So it's very impactful to the student, but also
I even know a couple that actually came back and worked for Lilly.
I'm not surprised.
And doing their own research and everything. So
yeah.
it's crazy how it comes full circle.
Yeah. And I think the other fun thing about, you know, help being part of that whole process is that you get to see a student get a scholarship like that at the very beginning of their senior year. And so, like, all of that stress that you would have the rest
of
your senior
off.
Year. Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said to one of them after she got it, I was like, so you don't have to apply for any more scholarships now. And she just smiled. You know, it was like, you can just enjoy your senior year and you don't have to stress. And that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you stress like a dog through your junior year, But it does definitely take some of that pressure off. That does not mean that you don't get out there and fill a scholarship app. If you're not done with it, get it done.
Yes.
Because you got till what time tonight?
I don't know the exact time. I think she closes it sometime today before she leaves the office. So I didn't get a chance to ask her what time she's closing it today. But I would say if you have started it, you better get it done.
Yeah. So parents, grandparents, be calling the school. Tell them that your child or grandchild needs to go to study hall and go to the media center and get that finished if they don't already have it done.
Yeah.
So what else is coming up for you guys? I mean, one question I wanted to ask, and again, we're talking to Community Foundation of Clinton Howard and Carroll County, Emily Hemmersbach. Yeah, see, I almost mashed them together. Skylar Shaw. I wanted to ask you, is there a nonprofit out there that surprised you that maybe you didn't know existed or that just kind of surprised you with what they do?
Well, that's an interesting question. You got to throw a curveball at us. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Ooh, well, this is Howard County, but we got the chance. We've gotten multiple interactions with Narrowgate Horse Ranch, and I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but they provide support to at-risk youth.
Yep.
And we got to go out there and experience a session, and it's a really neat process where, you know, these kids don't really realize that they're having conversations that are really important with the facilitators because they're focused on the horse. I feel like we've talked about, you know, we went out there, we learned something while we were standing out there because they were teaching about boundaries and, you know, body language and things like that, which horses are so sensitive to that.
Right.
But they're a neat nonprofit up and coming that is really focused on at-risk youth and providing a safe space for them emotionally so that they can, you know, process things and, you know, just have that almost, it's very therapeutic being around horses.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think a lot of people don't realize that horses are used for therapy all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that one I would say is one I didn't like, I was not acutely aware that that was something that was out there until I started interacting with Narrowgate. So they're one that comes off the top of my head right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Well, ladies, it's almost time to wrap. Well, actually, it is time to wrap up. anything else that you want our listeners to know? One, we need to make sure they have all the contact information and they know where they can go to donate, or if they're thinking about, you know, who to contact, get a hold of, to if they're thinking about setting up a foundation fund. So let's get all that information out there.
All right. So if you're thinking about setting up a fund or you're thinking about applying for a grant, you need to contact Emerald Blankenship. She is our senior vice president. Her email is emerald@cfhoward.org. You can also call our office, 765-454-7298. And then if you're looking for information and you just kind of want to explore the foundation, I would say our websites are a great option. And so that would be cfclinton.org, cfcarroll.org, and cfhoward.org.
Until the new one is up and everybody's mashed together.
You'll still be able to use the same website pages. Yeah, you'll still be, but yes, but everything, you'll go to the same
link,
page.
Yeah.
Yep, you'll go to the same page.
I know. We just did that with Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks
we
for having us.
We appreciate it. We look forward to hearing about all the scholarships that are going to be going out this spring, because I know you guys, I love the fact that you guys have a banquet to celebrate those kids that receive those scholarships. That's always fun, and that's what, end of May, first part of June, somewhere around in there when you guys usually do that.
Well, we haven't been able to do that since COVID. We've really focused on attending the ones the school puts on, and being there for that. So that's really kind of where we've shifted since,
and that makes sense.
COVID. It's just been an easier, better thing for our organization and just for the students. They're busy.
Yeah.
So,
well, and they get to celebrate that way with our peers.
Yes, exactly.
So that makes a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for having us on. We love coming out here and talking to you.
Well, thank you for coming, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
WILO Party Line.
The Party Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
You pull up your zipper. You can pull the plug. And sometimes you pull a muscle. But there's nothing like the thrill of pulling a TC trailer. With over 300 trailers on the lot, TC Trailers has what you need now. And not just trailers. Their parts and accessories showroom is fully stocked with tires, lights, hitches, and more. Their full repair facility is in-house and services all makes and models and even does warranty repairs. Look, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Visit tc-trailers.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Winter is a time to bundle up and stay warm. And at Encompass Credit Union, nothing warms the heart like the feeling of financial security. They're a community-oriented banking solution that's here for their neighbors in Tipton, Clinton, and Howard counties. Come by any of the Encompass branches today to open an account or apply for a loan online at EncompassCU.org. Join Encompass in building a more secure financial future together.
Not in there. Not in there either.
What are you looking for now?
I was looking for local sports news, and I can't find it anywhere.
That's because you're not looking in the right place again.
So looking for sports news in all the wrong places? Well, look no further. Tune in to Inside the Huddle right here on WILO. Jamie Blacker and myself, Don Stock, bring you new episodes of Inside the Huddle every Saturday at 9 a.m. with the replay on Sundays at 7 p.m. right here on AM 1570, 96.9 and 102.7 FM, WILO.
Each week, Don and I have all the local scores and stats as we sit down with coaches and players to cover local sports for you like no one else can. Tune in Inside the Huddle every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. or catch the replay Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for Inside Track to local sports right here on WILO.
Inside the Huddle brought to you in part by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers,
Barrett Farms Express Incorporated, Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and the Casper Media Group. Don't miss Inside the Huddle Saturday mornings at 9 and again on Sunday nights at 7 right here on WILO.